Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Leading off today, following the impressive debuts of the new 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros, we are now waiting for Apple to finish the transition from Intel to Apple Silicon. The remaining Intel Macs in Apple's lineup include the 27-inch iMac, the higher-end Mac Mini, and the Mac Pro. The reliable display analyst Ross Young said this morning that he expects Apple to launch a 27-inch iMac powered by Apple Silicon in the first quarter of 2022. This machine would reportedly feature a mini LED display with a 120 Hz Pro Motion refresh rate, just like the display technology Apple is using in the new MacBook Pros. Young has a very reliable track record when it comes to predicting Apple's supply chain commitments for new display components. In fact, he was essentially the only person to suggest that the new MacBook Pros would feature 120 Hz ahead of Apple's event. And as we now know, he turned out to be correct. Earlier this year, Bloomberg had said that Apple delayed development of its Apple Silicon 27-inch iMac to focus on getting the 24-inch model out of the door. So now the 27-inch model is expected to arrive sometime in 2022. The 27-inch iMac is expected to be Apple's Pro all-in-one offering powered by Apple Silicon, and it could serve as the replacement for the now discontinued iMac Pro. Based on what's inside the 2021 MacBook Pro, we expect a similar thermal envelope for the upcoming 27-inch iMac, including powerful Apple Silicon processors, support for up to 64 gigabytes of RAM, and more. Apple has said that its Apple Silicon transition will take 2 years, so we expect the full transition, including this new iMac and a new Mac Pro, to be complete by November of next year. In other news today, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new report focused on Apple's continued work on a mixed reality headset. According to Kuo, Apple's AR and VR headset is now facing production delays due to its complex design. Kuo says that Apple's industrial design requirements for the head-mounted display are much higher than what's used in competitor products. Apple's goal is to offer a full ecosystem of AR and VR hardware, software, and services at launch, so as a result of this, the product could be delayed. Kuo says that mass production of Apple's new headset will begin in the fourth quarter of 2022, which is delayed from its previous schedule of the second quarter of 2022. The investor note also mentions that Apple doesn't want to position its mixed reality headset as only a gaming device, but instead as something that's also ready for other application categories. Kuo even says that there is an expectation that Apple's solution will have, quote, the best industrial design so far. Based on previous reporting, Apple's AR and VR headset will feature an incredibly high-resolution display with advanced LiDAR scanners built in and a price tag that could exceed $3,000. We're sponsored this week by Incipio. Incipio's new case collection for the iPhone 13 lineup is designed for use with MagSafe chargers and accessories. The new lineup also provides users with 12-foot drop protection, and it utilizes an antimicrobial technology that prevents 99% of surface bacteria from gathering on your device. Other design tidbits include ultra-responsive press-fit buttons and a raised bezel for additional screen and camera protection. Each case is made from recycled materials, and if a person sends back their phone case through the Incipio recycling program, the company will send a 20% coupon once they receive their case. You can head over to Incipio or Verizon to check out the new collection for the iPhone 13, and the Incipio Duo is also available to purchase at Verizon.com, from your local Verizon store, and from Incipio's website. Hit the link in the show notes for more. Rounding out today, one of the most notable changes with the new 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pro is the display hardware that Apple is using. Apple is using mini LED display technology and bringing Pro Motion to the Mac for the first time with these new MacBook Pros. One tidbit that went under the radar is that the variable refresh rate of the new MacBook Pro can reach as low as 24 Hz, which is the same as the ProMotion display in the iPad Pro. For context here, this is different than the iPhone 13 Pro's implementation of ProMotion, which ranges all the way down to 10 Hz. So the MacBook Pro can range from 24 Hz at the low end to 120 Hz at the high end. Again, this is in line with the ProMotion tech that Apple has used in the iPad since 2017. While much of the attention of ProMotion tends to focus on the peak of 120 Hz, the lower end is equally as important for many users. Macs without ProMotion stay at 60 Hz refresh rate regardless of what's on the screen, but with ProMotion, the refresh rates can vary to match exactly what's on the display. So for instance, if you're scrolling quickly through a web page, your Mac will take full advantage of the 120 Hz refresh rate. But if you're idly reading a web page without scrolling, the refresh rate can drop down to 24 Hz to save battery life. The same also applies to videos, many of which are shot at 24 frames per second or 30 frames per second. This is why the new MacBook Pros deliver such an impressive improvement in battery life, with Apple saying the 14-inch can last for 17 hours of video playback and the 16-inch at 21 hours of video playback. Apple also says that you can disable ProMotion entirely and choose a standard refresh rate for everything if you need to, such as if you don't like ProMotion or if you're a video editor. We expect the first reviews of the new MacBook Pro models to be published sometime early next week, at which point we'll get more details about how ProMotion looks in the wild. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.